Eat thou not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats,
because it entereth not into his heart, but into the belly, and goeth out into the draught, purging all meats. That ye abstain from meats offered to idols, and from blood, and from things strangled, and from fornication, from which if ye keep yourselves, ye shall do well. Fare ye well. Meats for the belly, and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth, which stood only in meats and drinks, and divers washings, and carnal ordinances, imposed on them until the time of reformation. Be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines, for it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meats which have not profited them that have been occupied therein.